This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Despite visual evidence to the contrary, corrupt media and defenders of election fraud fueled by China's pandemic chaos portray January 6, 2021 as a near insurrection. In reality, a majority of citizens assembled in Washington on that blustery day were orderly and respectful of Capitol property, even as small bands of well-coordinated thugs fomented isolated rioting with police. But only one fatality occurred that day. U.S. Air Force Senior Airman Ashley Babbitt, a veteran of multiple overseas deployments. Unarmed, Babbitt was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer. That officer did not shoot other overzealous protesters who broke glass panes in an entry door. With the return of the Trump presidency, the Air Force recently agreed to organize a military funeral honoring the memory of Babbitt, who was 35 the day she was gunned down. In June, the federal government agreed to pay $5 million in settling a wrongful death lawsuit. Naturally, Democrats are furious. Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego has smeared Babbitt as a traitor. He makes an absurd claim. Gallego says she perpetrated a government overthrow. I'm Steve Woodward, tenaciously teed off.